Good morning, everyone. I would like to call this meeting to order. I would also ask that as a courtesy to all that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of this board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Zachary Brady, Jackie Chalmette, and Sal Zaccanino indicated they would not be present for this meeting. Prior to moving on into our public comment, I'd just like to say good morning and official welcome to our new board members. At this time, I know they did in the committee meeting just a moment ago, I'd like to go around the board and just have everybody quickly introduce themselves so we can become familiar with one another. And I'll start. I am Chris DeCluitt. I'm located here in Waco.
I'm Carolyn Johnson from Freeport.
I'm Wade Gearham from Fort Worth.
Billy Moore, Willis, Texas.
Peter Bennis, Cleburne, Texas.
Mark Caraba, Bryan, Texas.
Richard Ball, Mineral Wells, Texas.
John Breeden, Brenham, Texas.
Sherman Blonde, Clifton.
Gene Kilgore, Somerville area.
Chris Adams, Granbury.
Scott Smith, Cedar Park.
John Sloan from Round Rock.
I'm Brady Barr from Abilene.
I'm Leroy Bell from Tuscola. Bob Christian from Jewett.
Pat Balon from Belton.
Thank you very much, and again to our new board members, welcome, and we hope you'll enjoy your time here. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments should fill out one of our cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information. I have received one card. Are there any others? At this time, we'd like to hear from Steve Pena. Steve, if you'd like to come forward, please.
Mr. Chairman, board members, last January, when I had the privilege of sitting on this board, some of us knew that our time would be short, but we didn't know just exactly when we would be replaced by other board members. And as such, I didn't have an opportunity to say thank you, which I wanted to try to do today without taking too much time. First, to the staff who has done a terrific job. I came here in 1999. This staff is probably a brand new staff. It's completely turned over. And I just wanted to say to you all that, you know, every day there's tens of thousands of people up and down this basin who enjoy your efforts and they benefit from your hard work. And they will never know who you are, never know your names, never be able to say thank you to you face to face. So I'd like to take that opportunity today and thank you for all those people out there, for all the great work you do. To the board members who I've had the privilege of work with for many years, thank you very much for your support. We had some tough times together. We faced some tough issues, but it was always very good for me to know that I had your support and your backing, and I appreciate it very much. One last comment I want to make to this gentleman sitting right here to my left, Mr. Ford. He came in and took over a job that was almost impossible to take over. And he did so with a great amount of energy and commitment to this organization. And I can tell you that I've had the privilege of working with many more organizations. I've been elected to several boards and councils, and I work with a lot of general managers and city managers. I have never worked with a finer person in my life than this gentleman right here. And I'd like to say thank you, Phil. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Steve, let me thank you. My short time in the hot seat has given me a new outlook on what you had to go through, and thank you very much for your leadership.